In the basement of the U.S. Post Office in Marshall, Michigan, is a museum second only to the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum in Washington, D.C. With the exception of the 1931 Model A mail truck used in parades, nothing was purchased with postal funds. The museum is filled with old stamps, photographs, signs, mailboxes, wooden post office fronts and furniture, and much, much more. Beth Martin is the Marshall, Michigan postmaster.
My dad was the postmaster here from 1979 to 2004. Michael Schrag, he started this museum in 1988, and when he retired, he was able to stay on as the curator for the museum.
What did he start with in the way of artifacts, and how did this continue to grow and build?
He had purchased the brass mailbox from an auction and some of the other items. Some of the things were actually in the post office, as being a very historic office in a historic town. And then as people started hearing about it that were in other post offices, they would say, oh, do you have one of these? Do you have one of those? And so they would start sending things to him. We have a display that's set up that has every train route that ran through Michigan. The last train ran up until, I think, 1973. The railway clerks, they stayed on the train 24 hours a day. They had pouches that flipped down from the walls. They would put the mail into the different pouches.
The post office would have its own train car in which people would be sorting mail.
Correct. You can see it says, danger, look out for mail pouches thrown from trains at this point. Because if the train didn't have to stop in a town, then it would just throw off the mailbag that went with that town. And then they have a big hook that the train would put an arm out, and it would grab the pouch if they had mail for the train to pick up. We have on display also a stagecoach mail pouch that ran out of Brutus, Michigan in 1859. We have a railway safe that was used on Mackinac Island to transport the mail back and forth on the ferry. We have pictures that came out of the Postmaster General's dining room when the women delivered during the war, and then we have some of them flying the airplanes. We have a scaled-down version of the first airmail planes that were bought. They bought these after the war, the de Havillands, and they've used these to start flying mail. Through rain, sleet, snow, or ice, the mail must go through. We've got some of the old indestructible mailboxes on display. They're made out of the heavy metal. The Pony Express only lasted 18 months, and if you were reading an ad like this, would you want to apply for this job? Wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert riders, willing to risk death daily, orphans preferred, wages were $25 per week. On display we have over here is one of our buggies that would have been used by the rural carriers. It's a very rustic, it has canvas sides.
Well, there wasn't much room in there.
No, there is not much room in there. They would have room to keep their stamps because they also sold stamps out on the routes. And then they would have room for their letters and not very much room at all for parcels. We have an egg crate here because eggs were sent from out in the country into town so they could sell them. The first rural delivery was started in Climax, and the year was 1896. And he had a nice little leather pouch that looks like it might hold maybe 20 letters if you're lucky. One of the smaller canvas containers that we have is your ever-ready parcel post laundry case. A gentleman came through here one day and he told me all about this. He said, yep, my mom, when I was in college, I would send home my dirty clothes and she would send them back clean with maybe some cookies inside. Looks like it was 27 cents to send it through the mail. As tours come through, people sometimes donate. Those are the things that are keeping this museum running. It's fun for them to reminisce and think about what the mail has meant to them in their lives.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.